An old journalist credo states, follow the money. If the world continues to suffer the effects of global climate change, the losses to agriculture and insurance industries will be catastrophic. If flooding in the Mississippi Valley, drought and fires on the West Coast, and unusually strong hurricanes, tornadoes, and storms continue, the United States insurance industry could face bankruptcy, bringing down the entire national economy. Since so many foreign currencies are based on the U.S. dollar, this would precipitate a worldwide economic crisis. Apparently, someone feels the deaths of chemtrail-susceptible people, whether the very young or old, is an acceptable cost to prevent this eventuality. The injection of heavy metal particles into the atmosphere via chemtrails may support various military activities, such as enhancing radar and communications, and even boosting the effects of the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP. A vast array of dishes transmitting powerful beams of electromagnetic energy into the upper atmosphere, located near Gakona, Alaska. Officially, HARP is designed to study the ionosphere, the uppermost portion of the Earth's atmosphere. However, critics of the program claim this powerful tool may also be used as a weapon to deliver energy blasts equal to an atomic bomb, destroy communications across the planet, and even influence human behavior by broadcasting human brainwave frequencies. Conspiracy theorists see the HARP experiments as the possible cause of recent weather calamities such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes, with some websites regularly tracking HARP frequencies. As reported in the October 2004 edition of Scientific American, work has continued on ways to manipulate weather by using directed energy or seeding clouds with silver iodide from aircraft. Theoretically, directed energy, such as produced by HARP, could be used to lessen the strength of a hurricane and, by heating adjoining seawater, actually guide a hurricane away from populated areas. Of course, if such techniques prove viable, hurricanes may be intensified and used as a weapon by guiding them into a specific target, as seen when Hurricane Katrina suddenly veered into New Orleans. In June 2014, the Air Force announced to Congress that it was closing the Alaskan HARP facility. David Walker, Air Force Deputy Assistant Secretary for Science, Technology, and Engineering, told the Senate, "We're moving on to other ways of managing the ionosphere, which the HARP was really designed to do, to inject energy into the ionosphere to be able to actually control it. But that work has been completed." The website geoengineeringwatch.org lists many other known and suspected HARP sites in other Alaska locations, as well as in Colorado, Massachusetts, California, Texas, Norway, Germany, Wales, Peru, Australia, Japan, and Russia.